Good afternoon. Well, obviously it didn't end like we wanted it to last night, but we had some good things happen this season, and we have some things that we can build on and grow from. Ben McAdoo has done a really nice job for us as a first-year head coach, how he handled himself and how he handled the team. I think probably for the head coaches, for the most part, you know, you don't realize how much extra things you have to do beyond coaching. And so he's learned a lot, and he's done a nice job. And I think we have a good foundation to build on. And, you know, the defense did some nice things this year. The offense didn't do as much as we expected it to do. And the special teams were up and down. So we have a lot of things we need to work on during this offseason. And we started today doing that. Had a lot of conversation with players on exit interviews, and we will move forward and build around this foundation that we have, and we think we can get where we want to go. Open for any questions.
Jerry, where do you think the offense fell short this year?
Say again.
Where do you think the offense fell short this year?
I think it's a little bit of a mystery about that. We thought the offense would definitely come in and be able to score more points than we did. I thought we had some yards, but we settled for 3 points too many times. And, you know, in this league, you got to, you know, when you get in the red zone, green zone, you have to score touchdowns and try to put teams away. Like last night, you know, if we go up 14 to nothing, you know, we're in pretty good position right there. And we didn't get a chance to do that. And all they had to do was make a play, and they were back in the game. And so that hurt us.
Did you think Eli had a down year?
I wouldn't say it was a down year. I just think just offensively as a whole, it just didn't function as a unit like we thought it would. And so we have some things that we need to evaluate, and we will do that. We'll be honest about it, evaluate it, and see which direction we need to go to get it fixed.
How do you think he did this year? Speaking of Eli, how do you think his year went in general?
I think Eli was, as a professional, he did everything we asked him to do. Last night, he was in a good rhythm and was throwing the ball well, you know, there were some drops that came into play, and you know, and it kind of set the tone for things that happened last night. But overall, I thought Eli played well.
Jerry, as a general manager, how does it make you feel to go out in an offseason, spend a lot of money bringing in these free agents, and then see them not only get you 11 wins but end up in Pro Bowl and All-Pro lists at the end of the year?
Well, the guys we brought in, they did a nice job, but it wasn't just them. It was guys that we've had on the team, guys we drafted, and it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, it's all about the team here for us. But the guys we brought in as free agents, they did a nice job for us.
Jerry, I know it's early and you haven't started your evaluations yet, but based on what you know about the roster, including the guys you have on IR, are you that far away from maybe filling in some of the pieces that you maybe wanted to fill in last year but didn't get a chance to?
Well, you know, obviously you can't do everything, you know, in 1 year or one draft or one free agency period. We have things we can build on. We want to try to continue to build on every position and upgrade where we can, and you know, build a stronger football team as we move forward.
Yeah, one of the things that Eli said today was he didn't think that a lot of guys on this roster had playoff experience and maybe didn't respond that way. When you look back, is that something that you think maybe we could have added a piece and maybe do that going forward?
Yeah, well, when you're in free agency or you're, you know, obviously draft picks don't have any playoff experience, but, you know, when you go out and try to get free agents, you try to get guys who are good players, you know, regardless if they've been in the playoffs or not. It'd be nice to have a guy, you know, a veteran come in, and a young veteran that can come in and have playoff experience and be able to lead you that way. But that wasn't the opportunity for us this past offseason. And but you can see early in the game, you know, if when you're in a playoff game, you have to respond. You have to get a chance. If you have a chance to make plays early in the game, you can't let that go. You have to put teams away if you have a chance. We had them on, you know, on the ropes early, and we just didn't finish the job. And, you know, to their credit, give them credit. They did a nice job of hanging in there and got the one play that they needed. Then they got, you know, another play that they needed. And, you know, that's how it happens sometimes.
What do you feel like of Eric Flowers that season?
You know, Eric is, you know, he's played basically every snap since he's been here. You know, he's an early out junior. He's still a young player, but it's time for him to you know, show us the fruits of being a first-round draft pick. And I still think he has a chance to do that. We'll evaluate that. You know, is he the left tackle? Should he be in a different position? We'll evaluate all that. But I do think he's, you know, a big, strong kid that has a chance to be a really good player. So I still believe he has a chance to be a good player for us.
Jerry, do you feel like this team, with a couple of moves perhaps in the next couple of months, can be and will be a Super Bowl-ending team?
Well, we sure hope so. I think we have a good foundation. And hopefully we can get some pieces, you know, in free agency and a draft and to build around this foundation, and we can upgrade in some places that we need to upgrade, and we can get back in a tournament and have some playoff experience and see how hard it is when you get there. You gotta you know, make plays in the playoffs, and you gotta do the things you have to do to move on to the next round. And Green Bay did that last night. We didn't.
Will you consider extending Odell this offseason?
We'll keep all our options open with respect to those kind of things.
Jerry, what do you see when you watch Odell now on the field, also off the field situations, the spotlight he's under, that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, you know, this is what I see. I see a guy who needs to think about some of the things that he does. You know, everybody knows he's a gifted player, but there's some things that he's done and that he needs to look at himself in the mirror and be honest with himself about, you know, some of the things that he's done. And I think he'll do that. We'll help him with that, but he has to help himself. And we believe he'll do that. He's a smart guy, but, you know, sometimes he don't do smart things.
How do you help him with that, though?
Well, you know, we all have, had to grow up at different times in our lives, I think. And I think it's time for him to do it. He's been here for 3 years now, and he's a little bit of a lightning rod because of, you know, what he does on the football field, but the things that he does off the football field, you know, he's got to be responsible for those things, and we'll talk through it. And I believe he's, again, I know he's a smart guy, and I believe he understands that he has a responsibility being one of the faces of this franchise, and I think he'll accept that responsibility.
Jerry, what was your feeling about the trip to Miami and also about the hole in the wall last night?
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think that had anything to do with the trip to Miami. I don't. You know, you can always point to that if you want to. And he came out. You know, they had really good practices, but you know, he had a bad game. You know, and so I don't think that had a lot of bearings on what happened in the game last night.
And then the hole in the wall.
We will address that when we get all the information, and we'll definitely take full responsibility for, you know, after we get all the information on
what
happened.
What about holding him responsible?
Well, that's what I mean. If it comes down to him being responsible, we'll definitely 1,000% hold him responsible for that.
Did you talk to him today, Jerry?
I'm not going to say anything else about the wall, guys, but hey, just let me know if he is responsible for it, we will hold him responsible for it.
Is the team doing its own investigation?
Absolutely.
Did you talk to him today, Jerry?
I did talk to him.
How did you find him? With us yesterday, he did talk about near misses and we didn't click. With you, did he take personal responsibility for the game?
Well, everybody feels about it. Everybody, we're all in together. It's not one person who lost the game last night. We all lost the game last night. That's how we do here. You know, we all lost the game. You know, Green Bay, they were better than us last night, and we all take responsibility for it. Not one person lost the game last night. We all did.
Yeah, you mentioned having decisions to make heading into the offseason. Where does JPP rank in that decision-making? Because he was pretty adamant. He doesn't want to come back again on a one-year deal.
Yeah, well, you know, players always, you know they should say that, you know. And we're in the genesis of the off-season evaluation, and we'll keep all our options open, and we'll try to do what's best for everybody involved in this situation.
Jerry, you've given your druthers.
Do we want him back? Of course we want him back. He's a good football player, yeah.
If given your druthers, I mean, after putting together that defense and seeing what they're capable of doing, would you like to have the complete unit back, if at all possible?
Well, that would be great, you know, but again, we'll see what our options are. You know, again, the evaluation starts, and we'll grade all of our players. We'll see how everything fits. We'll sit down with our personnel staffs and our coaching staff, and we'll see how everybody fits into the puzzle. And but you know all the you know as many good players as you can have, you know, you want them on your roster, and you know, Jason's a good player.
With Eli, obviously, with Eli at 36, do you feel a little bit more sense of urgency to maybe add a player or take a chance and be more aggressive if you have that opportunity because of his age?
Add a player, you know, being a quarterback?
No, not a quarterback. Other players around him.
Oh, well, of course, you know, everybody has a job. You know, Eli has a job to do, and everybody around him has a job to do. And, you know, 36, I don't think that's ancient for a quarterback. You know, I think he's probably on the back nine, but I don't think that's ancient for a quarterback. And he's taking care of himself really well. And I thought he was, you know, finished the season strong. I thought he played, you know, he was in really good rhythm, you know, last night, you know, in the, you know, we were protecting, you know, running the ball a little bit, and he was hitting guys, and we just had some untimely drops right there that hurt us.
I don't think the problem with not having a fullback and your breath.
I'm not a coach, you know, it's a lot of teams that you know, use tight ends in different ways and not carry a fullback. Fullbacks in this offense really don't have a lot of plays. You know, you play five or six plays a game, and I know, and the thought was that, you know, why carry a fullback if he's not going to play but five plays a game, you know? So, but we'll look into that as we move forward and see if that's something we need to have, or if we need to have a fullback on the team or not.
Jerry, you mentioned, you know, you praised Ben for how he handled the team this year, but, you know, he's an offensive guy, you know, and you hired him to be an offense coordinator. So did that really puzzle you why they couldn't figure out that just, you know, the points went down as the season went on?
You know, we'll evaluate it. We'll evaluate, you know, the play calling, the players, everything that happened. It's all part of the evaluation process. And we'll look, you know, we'll be honest and look deep into that and see, you know, what was the problem? You know, why didn't we produce more points than we did? And, you know, we'll figure that out.
Jerry, when you look at the progress Victor Cruz was able to make this season, you know, making his long-awaited return, do you envision him seeing, you know, further days with the Giants?
Well, that's all part of the process. Everybody is being evaluated. We'll come to a conclusion after the process is over, and we'll see where everything goes. We'll keep all our options open. We'll respect everybody on the roster right now.
Obviously, you're not going to have the same amount to spend maybe you did in free agency last year, but where do you stand, you know, financially in your ability to make a move this offseason?
I don't think we'll – I know we won't. We don't have as much money as we had last year to go out shopping in free agency, but I think we'll be able to do things that we need to get done to help this football team.
Re-signing JPP and Hankins, is that realistic financially, in your opinion?
I think so.
Jerry, when did Josh Brown inform the team that he addressed his money?
I'm not going to talk about Josh Brown, guys. I already told you guys I'm not going to talk about that, so I'm not going to answer any questions about Josh Brown. Not with you guys.
Jerry, there was a lot of talk about questions.
Two more. There was a lot of talk about you being on the hot seat coming into this season. Do you feel like you've done enough to be off the hot seat, and you take any satisfaction
George,
in that?
You know, everything's a hot seat here, man. It's New York, you know. And if you don't want to, I tell free agents this, guys. Look, if you can't take some criticism or want to be on the hot seat, don't come here. This is not the place for you. And that's the way it is here, you know, and we relish that here. And, you know, even when you win, you're on the hot seat because you're just as good as, you know, you're only good as your last game, really, in this business. And, you know, I'm always on the hot seat.
Jerry,
have
any teams asked to talk to any of your assistants or coordinators about jobs?
Not at this point.
Jerry, was the special teams play last night bad enough that you would look at any changes there?
Well, I think you know, as a whole, special teams wise, we had a bad night. You know, it was a bad night for our punter. Our punter has been, you know, really one of the valuable players on our team, and their punter kept them in the game last night. You know, he did what Wing has been doing for us. You know, turn the field over, you know, giving us field position. Their punter did that for them last night, kept them in the game, really. how he hit the ball last night. And it was a bad, you know, Wing didn't have his best game, and the coverage teams were not up to par like we want them to be. And so that was a bad night to have your special teams not show up like we needed them to.
Jerry, any concerning injuries that you think might not be ready in time for when you start back up again?
I don't think so. Not right now. We haven't had a medical meeting today. It's been a lot. It's been chaos today. You know, when you have these days right after the season, you have a lot of meetings going on. But we haven't had a medical meeting. We had all the physicals, but I haven't sat down with the doctors and Ronnie Barnes yet to see exactly what we're thinking of with respect to the medical.
The perception has been that you have a very good relationship with Odell. That you guys connect. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've told us about Odell today that you have not told him in person already?
Yeah, well, I try to have a good relationship with all the players, and they can always come to my office. I have an open door policy about everything. You come in, but if you come in my office, I'm going to tell you the truth. And Odell comes in my office, I tell him the truth, and he heard the truth today, and I think he's going to do the things that he needs to do to be accountable for some of his actions that he's had.
How'd he handle the truth?
He handled the truth well. He handled the truth well.
With Eli at 36, just to pick up what Bob said, do you guys have to go into this offseason thinking about drafting a quarterback?
Yeah, James, we always think about, every position, but Eli is 36, and we do, we have started to think about who's the next, quarterback, who's in line, and so we'll look into that as we move through the offseason.